This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism. Hashtag podcast. Hashtag broad. On Joy 94.9.
So, welcome to Abroad. This is Broad on Joy in 94.9. And I'd love to welcome, for the first time on the show, Mia Gwen, director of the Other Film Festival, which runs from September 28th to the 30th here in Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to our broad, Mia.
Great, thank you so much. Thanks, Sonia. And I'm really glad to be here and, you know, glad to be here on Joy. So thank you. Oh, and also, so I'm Mia and I'm a female and I have a male interpreter with me who's Mark.
Of course.
Just to acknowledge that.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. Thanks, Mark, and thanks, Mia. So this is quite unusual for us here on Broad. We're very much audio, but very much visual in this interview because this is about the Other Film Festival. That is actually its name, the Other Film Festival. And what is that about? I'm going to let Mia explain. Can you tell us what is the Other Film Festival and what makes it different from other film festivals that we see here in Melbourne?
Okay, so the Other Film Festival is it's a disability-led film festival, and it's the only one in Australia, and there's no other like film, well, not many other like film festivals, and it really it's rare that people who have a disability and you know, get to tell their story, their life experience to a broad and sort of mainstream audience. And so I guess that's a celebration, I suppose, because it's not just showing it's just not just showing their stories, but it's the ability to network, to meet other people, to see other people's life experiences and see that on the screen. And it's a rare experience, I suppose, to experience that and see that in the mainstream media. And it's also a way for the broader community and their families to come out and see that. And I think it's a really empowering and positive message and approach to take.
Yes, yeah, I think that's excellent. But Mia, how did you get involved in the Other Film Festival? What's your story there?
Well, I was originally involved as a volunteer in 2010. And that was the first time, you know, that I'd experienced the Other Film Festival. Then I moved away and came back to Australia. And I started working at Arts Access Victoria as the producer for the Other Film Festival. And then I became the associate director of the Other Film Festival and then got the director's role. And I started this year. So...
cool. What number are we up to? What year is this one, the Other Film Festival?
So I was involved in 2010.
Okay.
And I've been involved for the last 1.5 years. And so the Other Film Festival has been going since 2004.
Wow.
So that's 12 years now.
That's amazing.
It truly is.
I feel terribly ignorant.
It's a biennial.
Actually. To be honest,
it's a biennial film festival. So.
So this year, the description is that the festival is, and this is the quotes from the website, thoughtful and challenging presentations about diversity in screen culture, and discussions about the importance of feminism for filmmakers are also highlights of the 2016 festival. What was the reason for the focus to be on feminism for this year?
I guess it's a big question, and you know, I've had experience in 2012 of working with the Other Film Festival in selecting the films for the DEF program, and in selecting those films and 2016's films, I realised that there was a lot of films that had been sent out which had quite a negative perspective on women, females who are deaf, and it was quite negative, I suppose, that. In the sense that they were quite sexualized, they were quite vulnerable, and that was quite, I suppose, emotional for me to see that, and I felt quite down about that, really, and to see that that there was the perception of women who were deaf with other disabilities being being shown in that way. And so we decided to, I suppose, oppose that in some way and shine a positive light on that. And I also want to bring that and highlight that as an important focal point and discussion on how women are portrayed when they have a disability or when they're deaf.
Mm, excellent. Yeah. When you put it like that, it makes me think, yes, it must be something that is challenging, though, to find the right films that fit what you're looking for in that criteria.
And unfortunately, there's been like a great deal of issues with mainstream films because they don't really portray people with a disability in a positive light, with a positive viewpoint. And I suppose we're able to curate our own vision of our own experience, and so we can sort of rally against that and, you know, portray things in a positive way for people who are deaf or have a disability.
Now, the question I've got is, access is obviously very important, and for the festival and for you, Mia, what are the challenges organising such a big event, and what is the normal process to get everything in place?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge logistically, and I'd say there's probably about 20% of our budget is spent on access costs, and that will probably be a bit more because this festival is really showcasing, well, just highlighting the diversity, and, you know, we need to consider a lot of venues as wheelchair accessible, and really, to be honest, a lot of venues in Melbourne aren't wheelchair accessible, and we need audio description, captioning of all of the films, and so there is a huge amount of cost involved in that, and, you know, for both of those things, and we also need Auslan interpreters for the question and answer sessions, the panel discussions, the opening nights, the gala events. So there's a lot to plan, manage, and so there's a lot of logistics involved in that.
That's huge. That's huge. And I guess volunteers that you have as well would have to be Auslan or sign language trained and experienced.
So this year we're lucky. We have had a lot of volunteers who actually studying Auslan at the moment.
Cool.
And volunteers themselves who are deaf and so bilingual. And so we have a great pool, a great mixture of people. And during the festival we have at particular locations having Auslan interpreters available as well.
Cool. Very, very good. Now, there's a forum that's happening as well during the festival called Is Australian TV More Diverse and Inclusive Than Our Screen Industries? What sort of things will be discussed or covered in that forum? It sounds really interesting, by the way.
I think it will be really interesting. And there's a current debate about how rarely, you know, people with a disability and their voice is portrayed or shown. And other, I suppose, minority groups as well, for people from, you know, other language or diverse backgrounds. And so to involve that in the conversation, I think is really important. I think Australian TV is perhaps more prepared to take that on as a challenge and involve different opinions, voices of different people within the community and really portray the community how it is and not, as I suppose, a homogenised sort of voices, which is perhaps what the screen industry does. Because I think Australian TV is perhaps taking the lead on that, and that the screen industry is perhaps lagging a bit in mainstream culture.
Interesting, yeah. So can you tell us about some of the films and what's a couple of the highlights in this year's festival?
So there's some amazing films. And there's one called Disability, and that tells the story of three women who live in Palestine, and they live in the Palestinian territories, and they have they have different disabilities, and it's really an opportunity for them to tell their stories and express their voices, and, you know, their experiences are amazing, and to tell that through film is an amazing opportunity.
Would be very rare.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's a session that is my personal favourite, and it's called Our World and Our Shorts, And that showcases short films made by people with a disability who live in Australia.
Great. Great. I mean, there's a whole other world for the other film festival, isn't it? They've also got visiting American, I think she is American, Jules Dameron, who'll be presenting at the festival about representation in film, or what I know is a word that jumped out at me, authentic casting. Where is Australia at, do you know, in relation to authentic casting?
I guess Australia doesn't really have a huge representation or huge voice in that realm, and I guess that's why we want to start the conversation. And that's happening abroad where, you know, there's the habit, I suppose, the practice of people who are white playing a person with an ethnic background. And, you know,
whitewashing. Is there a similar one? Is there deaf washing? I'm sorry if that's wrong.
There is, yeah, there is. And that happens a lot. Mm. And I guess that's why we want to start that conversation and, you know, show the sector and the filmmaking community that that's really not appropriate. It's really disempowering and quite patronising, and it's appropriation of a group, a culture, and their experiences.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're losing that voice. And when that's taken, it's difficult to reassert that. And it creates stereotypes which are untrue.
Yeah, you've got me thinking now. It is. I can see how that would be a real problem, and definitely something that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's really employment opportunities. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's really important to have this conversation. Yeah, and what you just said exactly, the employment opportunities,
all sorts of opportunities. Which brings me to jumping here to on Friday the 30th of September at 6 p.m. You've got I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar with Jules Dameron and the Melbourne-based deaf actor Bethany Robinson discussing the absurd assumptions that confront deaf women in the screen industry. It sounds amazing and really timely too, from what you've just discussed. Can you tell us a little bit about Bethany and how she became part of the festival?
Okay, so Bethany, she has been involved with Art Access Victoria on a number of projects over the past few years, and she's really she was involved in a really successful dance group, which is called the Delta Project, and they had a showing a couple of years ago, and there's images of that, and they'll be shown at the festival, and there's really strong images of Bethany. And so
I love those pictures, actually. She's wearing a T-shirt. Is it Frida Kahlo? It says difficult woman or something. And it just jumped out at me. I went, yes, I need to find more about these awesome women, you know, like Bethany, like yourself.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel really it's perfect. Mm. And it fits our vision for the festival this year. And just in discussions with Bethany, she was quite keen to become like the face of the festival
face.
This year. And she'll facilitate that question and answer session about feminism and deaf women, because she has it's a really strong passion, a personal passion for her. And she's done a lot of thinking, reading, research into that topic. And I think she'll be a great facilitator for that session.
Excellent. Excellent. I hope they're filming it. Cash's job. Sorry, bring you in there.
Yeah, I think we can perhaps after today we'll need to negotiate that with Akash.
And now I just want to say Akash is filming, doing the video that people are watching right now, and she's doing a great job. Fantastic, thank you. Will there be more other film festivals in the future, and is this going to tour anywhere else in Australia?
So in the past it's toured. We have had a touring program, and that's something that we hope to manage. And at the moment, we are really just completely immersed in organising the program, but hopefully that will be able to carry on.
I hope so. Even though it's probably going to be a logistical nightmare at times, it's definitely be worth it, I think.
Mm. Oh, of course. And, you know, if there's a possibility, we can make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Lastly, because we need to move on, of course, what message do you have for women and girls who are deaf or hearing impaired who might be thinking of getting into the screen industry? And in general, you know, what would you advise them to do?
Firstly, I'd like to say, take control of your stories and your lives, and don't be afraid to be assertive and say, this is my experience and this is my story, and I own that. And I think that's a really important message, specifically, you know, you think about things in the mainstream and mainstream screen sector, because the stories have been appropriated by other people and reinterpreted with their lens, and it's really not authentic. And that can become a negative image. And I think it's really important for women and girls who are deaf and who are people who have a disability, and, you know, it's to try and gain that confidence and say that I want my story to be heard, that I want to be a screenwriter or a filmmaker and have my story heard. And it's really important, you know, that they own that and say, this is my experience.
Mm. Yeah, brilliant. I agree. I think it's an excellent job that you're all doing, and here at Broad, we wish you all the best of luck for the festival. The other film festival, which starts September the 28th until the 30th of September 2016 at the State Library here in Victoria. And I want to thank you, Maya Gwynn, the director of the other film festival, for talking to us on Broad.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for Feminism in Your Ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.